I am Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Night League home talent baseball games tonight. Some makeups, including Wisconsin Dells at Reedsburg and Verona at Stoughton. Home talent baseball playoff pairings have been announced for the northern section. They'll get underway with quarterfinal games this coming Sunday. Black Earth Bombers will play at Mazamani. Cross Plains will be at Wisconsin Dells. And Reedsburg's Pirates playing at the Ashton A's Sunday at 1 in the first round of the Northern Section playoffs. Otherwise, it will be the last weekend of the regular season for the Western Section. Muscadet's game with Argyle has been moved to Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Dodgeville will play at Hollandale on Sunday, Ridgeway at Blanchardville, Wyota at Verona, Schulzburg-Benton at Pine Bluff, Mount Horeb. Home talent baseball getting down to the finals and the playoffs coming up during the month of August. Speaking of the playoffs, they are just a week away in Church League softball. Last night of the regular season is tonight. On the East Diamond, some big games. 7 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 3 versus Boscobel Assembly of God. The KCs will provide the umpires. At 8:10, St. Mary's plays Knights of Columbus. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And at 9:20, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays Church of the Nazarene. St. Mary's will umpire. On the West Diamond, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays Free Methodist at 7 o'clock. Grace Community will umpire. At 8:10, Grace Community plays the Mission, and Free Methodist will umpire. Five Points Lutheran will have a bye. The 2026 Church League Softball Tournament begins next Tuesday night, August 4th. Also getting underway next week will be the start of high school football practice. That will start across the state of Wisconsin, the first fall sport to get underway with practice. And then following shortly thereafter will be soccer and volleyball. Cross country will also get underway with running next week as teams prepare for the start of the school year already. Last night, Brewer hitters were stymied with a 3-0 shutout at the hands of San Francisco. Milwaukee was held to 3 scattered singles in the first game of a West Coast swing. Brandon Sproat had a quality start, giving up 3 runs in 6 innings, but he took the loss. Logan Henderson is scheduled to start tonight's game at Oracle Park. Starting time the same time as last night. Pregame time 10 minutes after 8 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Last night, the Cubs were winners, 7-3 over St. Louis. Pittsburgh 3, Arizona 2. The Mets beat Atlanta 14-3. Miami 8, Philadelphia 7. In the American League, Texas 7, Seattle 3, Baltimore 8, Detroit 5, the Yankees 9-5 over the White Sox, Boston 4, the Athletics 2, and Houston 6-4 over the Angels. Interleague play, Cleveland and Cincinnati, that was postponed yesterday. Toronto was a winner, 3-2 over Washington. On the state scene, the shareholders meeting was held in Green Bay yesterday, and a lot of announcements were made by the brass of the Packers. Ed Policy commented on the Packers' future.
In the long term, I feel good, but I do think that there are some trends we're recognizing in the NFL, and we talked about some of those, that I think can pose a threat to our long-term financial health.
Peter Bukowski, who is a NFL analyst following the Packers, talked about some of their needs and maybe possibly taking a step forward as far as player personnel.
Let's not underestimate what Matt LaFleur said at the owners' meetings about certain guys who were not bought into the culture. They're not here anymore. We can extrapolate who those guys were. Rashawn Gary, business decisions being made at the goal line by Keyshawn Nixon. Carrington Valentine, not wrap-up tackling. You just can't have these things. And I think they brought in some players who embody that mentality. Benjamin St. Just has had to fight and scrap and claw for everything he has gotten in this league. And Sky Moore is trying to resurrect his career, but he's got a Super Bowl.
When superstar edge rusher Micah Parsons' name was not on the PUP list yesterday, There was a brief hope he'd be back in action sooner. That hope goes away today. NFL.com reports that players have to go on the physically unable to perform list before the first training camp practice, and that is tomorrow, Wednesday. The five Packers placed on the PUP list so far: guard Aaron Banks, tight end Tucker Kraft, defensive tackle Javon Hargrave, cornerback Kamal Haddon, and tight end Luke Musgrove. In other NFL news, authorities in Loudoun County, Virginia, have arrested the son of Chiefs assistant coach Eric Bieniemy and charged him in the shooting of his mother. Elijah Zion Bieniemy was booked into the Loudoun County Adult Detention Center on Monday. Deputies responded to a shooting in Ashburn, Virginia, late Sunday. They found 57-year-old Mia Bieniemy with multiple gunshot wounds. She was taken to a hospital and was in stable condition. The 27-year-old Elijah faces charges including malicious wounding and use of a firearm in a felony. He's being held without bond. The Chiefs have acknowledged the incident, offering thoughts and prayers for the family. The 76ers and LeBron James announced Monday their two-year deal on the veterans' minimum for $8 million total. That was official, and that brought the four-time NBA MVP indeed to the Sixers. James revealed his choice on Friday, saying it will be his last decision, and that it came after he strongly considered retirement. James' resume is beyond compare in the NBA. He's a 22-time All-Star, a 21-time All-NBA selection, and a four-time Most Valuable Player. Well, most experts are considering the Bucks to be a basement dweller after all the team traded away superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo and fan favorite Bobby Portis. Former Bucks guard Brandon Jennings doesn't buy it. Jennings says he thinks Milwaukee will make the playoffs. The roster still includes talented players like Miles Turner, Tyler Hero, and rookie Brayden Burries. ClutchPoints.com reports that Jennings says the Bucks are going to be all right. And a $25 million infusion of cash finally puts Wisconsin football on par with its Big Ten opponents. Now the pressure is really on Coach Luke Fickell to turn things around. TheAthletic.com reports the NIL program has double the amount of money it had last year, and it used it. The Badgers featured six players from Power 4 programs coming in through the transfer portal in 2025. This year, the number is 22. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.